This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I have an update here from someone who knows a little bit more about Brad's haircut situation and a little bit of reaction there. We're going to get to that here in a second. Before we do that, you might have heard that for my birthday, Brad hustled and got us the show and me specifically a White House press pass. I am very excited about this. We're working out the details, and we will give them to you as soon as they are finalized. And also, in that same vein, it's important that I acknowledge everybody on the show, and I remind you that Ryan gave me a variety pack of root beer.
Well, it wasn't a variety pack of root beer. It was a variety pack with root beer.
Yeah, that's true.
And other
cream right. Orange cream soda in there.
Cream soda. I forgot to bring in the peanut butter juice today.
Yeah, you forgot everything, didn't you?
Not everything.
You forgot the salami cheese sandwiches. Jellies,
I think that's going to be. I think that's happening this week.
Okay, good.
But in the effort of getting everything lined up to go to the White House, I have no idea if I am going to be a fly on the wall in the back of the press pool. I don't know if I'm going to be in a position to ask a question. You have to, you know, I think we've all thought about this since we've talked about the opportunity that, like, upon Trump's inauguration and the Carolyn Leavitt way of doing things with the press pool, they've changed the game. So you got to ask yourself, if I had the opportunity to ask one question at a press briefing, what would I ask? So I've been thinking about that a lot. Tim Pool was just the person in the hot seat, the featured non-traditional media voice. And listen to what he did with this opportunity.
Many of the news organizations that are represented in this room have marched in lockstep on false narratives, such as the Very Fine People hoax, the Covington smear, and now what's being called the Maryland Man hoax, where an MS-13 gang member adjudicated by two different judges, I believe, is just simply being referred to as a Maryland man over and over again. Now, in an effort from the White House to expand access to new companies, you've created this new media seat. So I'm wondering if you can comment on, following this expansion, you've had numerous outlets disparage the companies that you've had sit here, as well as the reporters. I'm wondering if you can comment on the unprofessional behavior, as well as elaborate if there's any plans to expand access to new companies.
Sure. Well, we certainly welcome diverse viewpoints in this room, which is one of the reasons we have you in here. And there's many new faces in this room in comparison to the previous administrations. We want to welcome all viewpoints into this room. We welcome unbiased journalists who really care about the truth and the facts and the accuracy. And you rightfully pointed out the Maryland Man story, which I, from this podium, when The Atlantic published it, on that very first day, I came to this podium and said, this is wrong. The press in this room have this story wrong. And we have seen more and more evidence come to the table that we have had all along. We were always right. The president was always on the right side of this issue to deport this illegal criminal from our community. And it is despicable to see the media continue to refer to this individual as someone who is just a peaceful man living his life in Maryland. This was and always has been an illegal criminal, an MS-13 gang member, and a designated foreign terrorist. And the administration maintains our position to deport these individuals from our community.
So there's Tim Pool, gets his one shot at, I guess, one shot for now at least, to sit in the hot seat, which is like up in the front but off to the side. And he gets to ask the question. And he's like, let's talk about the fools in this room. Should I follow his lead?
Yeah, 100%.
You think so?
Yeah. I think you should ask them questions that are that are so leading that Carolyn Leavitt doesn't even really have to answer them. Like why? And call out names. Like, why is Caitlin Collins even here?
During the whole process there, as Tim Pool was talking, she is very actively doing her own business on the side, head down, writing things down on a notepad or something like that, but completely disengaged and disinterested in what Tim Pool has to say. I don't know why.
I don't either. You should come up with questions like that that are just super leading. And then also throw some real curveballs. Like, get a few in.
I think you're overestimating the amount of time and opportunity I'm going to have here. But
She finishes the answer, start asking the next question so that she can't interrupt you. And then say, how tall is Mark McGuire's son? You know, like this stuff that there's no way it's going to be in her book. Just see how it goes.
No.
Can I go?
No. No. Not on behalf of this show. Your birthday's coming
Ryan
up in
Wiggins,
August.
Mark Cox Morning Show.
The only way that you go is Gary Vood. We're trying to find. We should explain Gary Vood here because Gary Vood might get a little extra play in the next couple weeks.
Gary Vood originated by me accidentally switching the first letters of very and good.
But you were doing like an old-timey 20s reporter. Like,
yeah.
We were talking one day on the openness, the Carolyn Leavitt press room was going to have a new openness that anybody, and she even said that one time that we want local radio hosts to apply to this position. And we were all like, gosh, dang it. We have to now. Like, we're not going to get it. But if they said it, we have to put our name in the hat. And so then I think you were giving me advice. If I were to get selected, you were giving me advice on how to do it, but you were doing it as if you were like a 1920s newspaper reporter.
Yeah, which I still believe in.
And you were going so fast with it that you said, very good, very good. But you said Gary Vood. So we named that reporter character that Ryan will go into at random, Gary Vood. And his tagline is, what a scoop.
Yeah, no matter what they say, what a scoop.
If I fall through here and you get to take over the show, you have to, if I die, you have to apply for the press pool.
Oh yeah.
As Gary Vood, in honor, in my memory.
As Gary Vood.
As Gary Vood. Okay. Yes. You need a little hat.
Okay.
And it needs to have
the little
piece
feather.
Of paper sticking out of the top or whatever it is.
Yep.
It says press.
Tape. Yep. Yeah, I'll do that, and I will ask all the questions that you're afraid to. As Gary Vood.
Which is all the questions you would ask. They just coincide. That's not a Venn diagram. That is a simple circle.
Why are they getting rid of some of my favorite flavors, like red dye number 6?
5.
Is number 6 on the chopping block? Carolyn, what do you have to say? What a scoop. They're like, get out of here. I'm like, 23 skidoo. And I do the old, like, woo. My arms are up and I'm out of there.
I feel like you have like a Ticonderoga number 2 pencil, but like one of the large ones.
A big pencil.
That you write with chalk in your yard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me take this down. Can't you just record it? No, ma'am. Got to write with my giant pencil. This is 97.1.
You're so
The Eddie Fry Show.
Maybe go on behalf of another station.
No,
just don't
you.
Tell until you get there.
No.
Don't tell the people back home.
Does that guy actually work at a radio station? Why wouldn't he record anything?
You're like Milton from Office Space.
How did that guy get in here?
I don't know. We keep firing him. We won't leave. He took my stapler.
We always tell him to leave, and I remember him leaving because he yells 23 skidoo every time. But he's still in here every day.
23 skidoo. Does that mean something?
I have no idea. This is an old-timey thing.
Is it? You remember that?
Yeah.
From then? Yeah. Brad, you want to hear an update on a listener comment on your hair situation?
Right.
Sounds like a no.
All right.
Hey, let me have it.
This is from Balls.
Yeah.
Do you still want to hear it?
Yeah.
I go to the place Brad is talking about.
Not the same place.
I use the app and walk right in and get in the chair. He is being dramatic. It is very easy.
I don't want to use an app to get a haircut. That's ridiculous.
Why?
Because it's a haircut. That's ridiculous.
It's a weird hill to die on when everything is on an app and your hair is still growing.
Man, I am with Brad.
I understand.
I don't want more apps.
I understand the stat. Uh-oh, Ethan just said he found the original Gary Vood. That a kid.
All right.
I understand not loving App World, because we live in it. Name some apps that you have. I'll go first while we're looking through these. What kind of stupid apps do I have on my phone?
McDonald's, Arby's, DQ. There's three. Scooters. But I'll take AMC these theaters, because I like using the product.
American Airlines, the Odyssey app.
Airbnb.
My bank.
Apple Music. I've never used
Casey's. I get Casey's Rewards. Chick-fil-A.
Sam's Club. Why do I even have that? I don't have a membership there. Deleted. Gone.
I have a JBL app for headphones.
Do you use it?
No. My headphones work without it.
Edible Arrangements.
Here's another one. Airline. Every single airline that you fly is like, why don't you just get our app?
So you have to have the app.
I have Spirit Airlines on here. I flew them one time.
Well,
ever.
Then delete it afterwards. They have what
but
they
what
need
if I
you.
Fly it again?
Then you could download it again.
I don't want to do it again.
Well, then don't delete it and stop complaining.
Oh, here's one.
What is the alternative to
it's
having
to
an app?
To have less apps. That's the alternative.
Why?
Because then the ones that you want to use, you can find easier.
You
there's too
sound
many of them.
Like so, the oldest of old men.
So I have.
I'm also correct.
Like even in like sporting events, I have the ballpark app, but also you need to have the ballpark app to get tickets. But you also have the Cardinals app so you can get updates on the game, because the ballpark app and the Cardinals app do different things. But yeah, they're both Major League Baseball.
But they have different functions.
They have different functions, but they could all be integrated into one app.
But that's like saying that the Cardinals brand wouldn't have any more to offer than what it would be limited to with the MLB app.
I have.
From a consumer standpoint,
though.
Well,
no, because the Cardinals app is the Major League Baseball app.
Yeah.
It's the same app. It's the same organization putting it together.
The consumer is going, I just want to check everything related to my favorite baseball team in one spot. And you can't do it.
I've got a SeatGeek app plus the Blues app that is powered by SeatGeek, so you can have Blues tickets.
I do too. Oh, there's a United app because I flew them once. You know what I do like though?
Amsoil app.
I like Shazam.
The
I'm going
to
keep that one. Yeah, the movie.
I have a metronome.
It's a good movie.
Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Is that the one with Shaq?
I think that's the one. We can't remember if it was Sinbad or Shaq because it's part of the Mandela effect. Let's look it up. You're going to find Mandela Effect articles is what you're going to find. Stupid. Who is it?
It gave me the app.
See?
Shazam is with Zachary Levi.
This says it. There was that's the new movie.
There was also a Shazam with Shaq.
Yes.
The non-existent film Shazam was purported to have starred Sinbad as a genie. Imagine if you woke up this morning and Disney's Bugs Life did not exist. It didn't. Shazam didn't exist.
Oh, it's Kazam.
Yeah.
It's Kazam with Shaq, and he's a genie. And he is the biggest star in that movie. I'm looking at all these people, and
what do you,
I have
you mean,
never heard
literally?
Them. Literally.
I think that if you want to like whine and moan about App World, that's just going to be an unresolved life problem.
100%. Yeah, but I'm going to continue to yell about it.
Same. It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
We've said this before.
It's smart business on their part.
We've said this before, though, that my kids' sports, I have a kid in this sport and this sport and this sport.
Group
and
me,
every
game
single
changer.
One of them requires a different app. If you could consolidate all of my kids' sports into one app for my one calendar, that would be tremendous because I can't remember which one's which.
But they're different companies.
They are different companies, but far as user ability goes, it's annoying.
But those companies need to offer a better product to win over the competition and be better companies, be better product, right?
Either that or everybody in the different leagues needs to decide, actually, they're all basically doing the same thing. Let's just all use this one.
Well, why do we have Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King? They're all burger joints. We should just go to one place and get one burger.
Well, that would be fine.
You're okay with that.
If that's possible, I would love to have like one super fast food app that just shows you everything.
I'm not talking about apps. I'm talking about products.
That's a that's a business waiting to happen right there. Somebody who can consolidate your apps into one. Ethan, can you make that and then I get the money?
No, that's just more apps. That's an app for apps. You're creating a worse problem.
You say that like it's ridiculous, but that's next.
Darn right it is.
How does that work?
I don't know. I'm not a techie.
You just have one button on your phone and you click it and then it opens up all the apps that you have.
No.
That's what it already is.
It would be categorized. It would be all the sports are in one.
Just create a folder.
And then all the food is in one.
Folder.
And then everything you need about your hair.
Yeah, you could totally do that on an iPhone, right?
No, I want it in an app, though.
Ethan.
I don't want it in a folder.
Is this a real problem?
I'll see if we can get Gary Vood on it.
When we come back, we'll see if we can get Gary Vood on it. Let us know in the YouTube live chat poll. Is Trump winning on tariffs? Yes or no? We want to know what you think. You can vote by going to youtube.com/@AnnieFry. I don't know. Open your app and vote. It's that simple. Not you, though. You guys just stay right where you are. I need to keep you in a good mental place for the rest of the show.
We're already mad.
You guys okay?
Yeah. We're going to be yelling about everything.
Hey, Ethan.
Is Trump winning on tariffs? No.
I don't traditionally ask you to go fetch drinks, but can you go get some Ensure in the room for me real quick?
Ensure?
I don't like that one. It upsets my belly.
You need to take the edge off.
Need to calm them down.
We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. It's in the drive, as we just said.
Who said that?
Gary Vood. The YouTube live chat poll, is Trump winning on tariffs? Yes or no? Come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave a vote, leave a comment as to what you feel about that. I'm going to read here real quick. Doug says, not sure on how to assess winning at this point. The immediate results haven't been great, and the, quote, winning is something that'll take time to realize. I voted no. Come tell us what you think, because the issue is definitely an important one that is affecting lots of people. We've got 233 votes on it right now. Let's see how many we can get by the end of the show. We'd love for you to join us there. We were talking about Gary Vood. And how would you summarize Gary Vood? In your mind, you've created him.
The character or how we came up with it? The character is probably a Depression-era reporter.
Just trying to get to the bottom.
Beat reporter, right?
Beat reporter.
23 yeah. Skidoo.
He's out there walking around trying to find the scoop. Where's the scoop at?
Would you say that there is an area of the country that he originates from, like based off the accent?
No. Nope.
Okay. He's everybody's.
Yeah. I was going to say, he sounds like he's got a mid-Atlantic accent.
Well, Ethan found the original development of Gary Vood, and we thought, to bring you into the background of the joke, let's play it for you right
Which
here.
Annie Fry Show member should we send to be in the White House press corps? Who would you want to see?
I would lobby heavily for that.
Who would you send? Who would you send?
Me.
Okay.
I would also send Ryan.
Yeah.
I said, I think it would be close between Ryan and me, and the more you listen to the show, the more likely you are to pick Ryan.
Yeah, I'd wave real hard every time, Carol, and I'd be like,
hi.
Is that a podium or a lectern?
No. A podium. That's exactly what you would say.
A podium. Instead of
might
a podium.
Might accidentally leave your name off that
one. Really got you.
Whoops.
Podium. That's probably like discriminatory in some way.
Is that a podium? No, sir. This is a podium. All right.
And then of those two options, I'm going to go with lectern.
Furious scribbling in my notes. Like, oh, it's a podium. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Right. Very much.
Will you just go on behalf of the Mark Cox Show?
Yeah. Ryan Wiggins, Mark Cox Show.
If you're going to ask a good question, you put the Annie Fry Show shirt on. If you're asking about podiums, Mark Cox Morning Show here.
Is that a lectern?
Lectern.
What is that?
Just pronounce words wrong constantly, but make the question sound somewhat smart.
Oh, Gary Vood. Gary Vood.
Gary Vood. Gary Vood.
Kellett Plenser. What's the matter with you?
Had quite an hour.
It's been a day.
Hi, Gary Vood, Mark Cox Show.
Mark Mox.
Careful. It's going to turn bad and we're not going to know it until it's too late.
Uh-oh. Huh? What just happened?
The birth of Gary Vood.
Back to reality. We should have done a way back before we went in there. Now we're back in the...
Now this is real time.
Normal time. We're embarrassing. What is the matter with us?
Oh, podium,
mostly
podium.
You.
Oh, podium. Oh, okay. Thank you. Carolyn with a C or a K?
The character had already been created. There just wasn't a name at that
point. Yeah, I had to name him.
Now everybody knows who Gary Vood is.
Yeah.
So if we talk about Gary Vood in the future, I don't have to feel like we have to explain it every time.
Now you know. At least if you heard this segment,
yeah,
you now know.
There was everybody listening that day, and now there's everybody listening this day. That should about cover it.
That's it. You either listen at 12:45 or you listen at 2:30.
I mean, I think with podcasting is very much so what talk radio has been. I mean, I really think a lot of people thought podcasting would compete heavily with talk radio. I actually think podcasting has done wonders for talk radio. I think people are more interested in listening to conversations now than they were before. Now, there's a way to do it in a way that brings in newer audiences that aren't the, you don't have your kitchen radio on 24/7 to the same station all of the time. That's the way I grew up. Camo X was on every kitchen radio that I was around. So you became exposed to it. You learned about the people who are on the show. So you create connections. I know that there are people who feel when people meet me, they'll say things like, "I don't want to be weird. I just feel like I know you so well." You ever had people kind of articulate to you that they feel like there's a relationship that exists because they know who we are?
Yeah, a lot of hugs. Hello, grandma.
From you?
Stuff. You know, the people say that to me.
Do they ask you to kiss their baby's foreheads?
Yeah, I'm not sure you know who I am.
I didn't have a good idea. But when I have listened to things or shows or whatever over the course of time, and if you develop a long-term relationship with that show, there are things that you know, they're kind of deep cuts from the show, that if you are coming in at the last, if you're new to the show, or if you're coming in and you're kind of not listening all the time, but you dip in and out, whatever. I always feel like those inside jokes when we refer to Gary Vood, like people need to understand that Gary Vood, this is what we're talking about. Like, you're part of our club. If you're brand new, we're happy you're here. Here's the Gary Vood inside joke that you are now a part of.
That's the problem. And that's the problem with being on for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Is that we know in our
heads.
We
know everything.
We know
of the
that
Lord
you're
story.
Listening for 15 minutes probably in your car ride one direction or the other.
We'd
and
always
you're
love
catching
it if you'd listen 5 more minutes.
Yeah, but we have to also, and this is the trick, because I came from music radio to talk, we have to also entertain ourselves. Like we have
or
to,
more importantly, each other.
Each other. We have to make sure that we stay fully interested in everything that we're doing. Otherwise, you're just filling time. And we know that you don't want to tune in for that. So it ends up, you have a lot of inside jokes. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
You just do. But we want to make sure that that's open to everybody and not just, oh, if you're in the club, then you remember.
Yeah. And it's hard to do that. And then other people be like, oh, they're telling this story again. But we're telling it for people who might not have heard it. It's difficult. I know that I say some things that I say, especially if I'm talking to guests who I haven't talked to before, I might say that I have to say I'm 41 now, that I'm 41. And yeah, I know. You remember 41? So
drove by it pretty fast.
I'll say to a guest if I'm talking to someone we had on the May Mailman. Was that May? No, that was somebody else we had on the White House. It was before May. But I commented that I was 40 years old, and they very kindly said, oh, I would have thought you were 26. Now, that might have been something nice to say, but people might not know that I'm in my 40s, that I have four kids, that I'm on my second mortgage, my second home or whatever, that I have some life experience behind me. And so when I come to a conversation, it's just a brief amount of context that I can provide to the guests that I'm speaking to. So I've reset those things. If you're somebody who listens to us, I mean, I have people who say I never miss a minute. They like spend their time with us 3 hours a day. That is so awesome and humbling and cool to hear. And we want y'all to be doing that. But that's not really the way most people consume radio. It's when I'm in my car, if I'm on sales calls, I listen to you for the whole 3 hours, but I'm in and out of my car the whole time. So you might miss something.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to provide context. And it's a very difficult thing from a radio, like from as a broadcaster, to constantly be thinking about new people who are coming to the show. You know, if somebody hears we're on the Fox News radio affiliate in St. Louis, that will say a lot of things to people. They will assume that we're conservatives. They will probably assume that we're Trump obsessed. You know, if you're not, and that might be a good thing. You could assume that we're conservatives and Trump obsessed, and that could be the selling point for you, or the I'll never tune into that ever for you. It really just kind of depends on how you consume those words like Fox News radio. But we try really hard on our show to show that we're real people. We are conservatives. We are Christians. We're family members. We're spouses. We're all happen to be married to teachers. So we have these things in our life that are very real. And all of that stuff comes before how we vote. How we vote is based on who we are as people. I'm trying to think if I were to list five characteristics about myself, if something political would even crack the top five, maybe not even the top 10.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who you're talking to, too.
If you met someone for the first time and you wanted them to know something about you, the things that I would describe is more of like who I am to other people as like a Christian, a wife, a mom. I'd probably say talk show host, but I don't think I would say conservative talk show host per se. And I think that it's very often that if I were to tell someone I'm a conservative talk show host, there is a probably a Rush Limbaugh centered downflow. Nobody is Rush. But there are so many people who came after Rush who are trying to be Rush Limbaugh. You can't be Rush Limbaugh. One of a kind, pioneer in the industry, paved the way for so many more people to come out here and do radio. But you really have to offer something that is different and new. And, you know, I've always said to people, I cannot be Rush Limbaugh, but Rush Limbaugh also cannot be me, because I am a middle-aged, Midwestern, Christian mom. These things that I am, he can't articulate from, and he had so many assets that I could never articulate from. Like, we have to figure out how to forge our own place here. And I think that what we can only control what we do here from noon to three. We always want you to understand that we're like real people living real lives. And there are a lot of things that happen to us that are way more important than what are the Republicans doing or what is Donald Trump doing. I think that If that were our focus every day, that would just make us like so many of the rest.
Yeah, it's a balance. It's tough to achieve that balance because we like goofing off. we really like having fun. And obviously, people who come up to me, they appreciate that as much as anything. But it can't just be that, because we also, it's the thing about talk in general, is that you have to be a fairly well-rounded person. You can't just be this one thing. you got to talk about everything you're interested in. And all three of us are extremely passionate about the future of the country.
Yeah.
And the way, you know, things are being carried out in the country under Joe Biden versus Trump versus whoever. What's Congress doing? Like, we're in the minutiae of those things, not because we work at 97.1. We work at 97.1 because we're in the minutiae of those things. Mm-hmm. We all like that stuff.
But there's a lot of what we cover and follow here that I sometimes wonder if I would follow it more or if I would go deeper into some of these things if I didn't have a radio show. I feel like the barriers I put up around myself, because first of all, I have to know something about a lot of things. I can't just have like, this is my lane. But the other thing with a show like this that I think is so good, especially in the podcast world where you have all of this on-demand access to content, live radio are live podcasts. What we're doing is what podcasts are doing, but a lot of podcasts have like a weekly episode, or maybe they come up on the weekend, or maybe they do a few a week. We have to do 15 hours of content, live radio every week. That is podcasting with like an extra level of spice to it, where if something derails completely on this show, we have to push through it. We do not get to edit it out. I might in my mind pretend that it never happened, and then people will remind me like, oh, I saw or I heard you do that, blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, yeah, that. That was not our finest moment. We have to turn our not finest moments into entertainment for you all, which usually involves some self-deprecation.
Yeah, and we got to find the floor a lot. We don't want to get to where, like, we know that every segment isn't going to kill, but that hopefully they're all at least good. They might not all be the best ever, but you got to find that floor to make sure they don't go below this.
Yeah.
And then let the greatness happen. You know, that's what I always say.
It's not what you say. Say it like Gary Wood.
Let the greatness happen. You just say it faster and louder. Anything you want.
With a lot of extra positive energy.
With positive energy.
Is there something you wanted to add to the segment?
No, I was just going to say that if we wanted to summarize it, we would say we're never turning back, right? We're only going forward. We're never turning back. Would you agree with that?
This is going to get stuck in my head.
What's going to get stuck in your head?
This is the one you edited with theatrical Titanic music? Uh-huh. I love how you have all these things categorized in your head.
Wait a minute. Trump is not a king.
That now we're running on the beach with an unbuttoned flowing shirt. I can't do it anymore.
There's only 10 seconds.
It's 10 seconds too much.
8, 7.
Thank you for your contributions to the show, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Couldn't do it without you like that. Literally.
That's it. That's all I got.
Couldn't do it without you. YouTube live chat poll. When we return, we'll get the results. Ethan will pop back in and we'll find out what you think. In addition to your phone calls in the 12 o'clock hour, your web poll results. Is Trump winning on tariffs? YouTube live chat poll. Yes or no? We'll be right back. I'll show you. I think with my
heart and I move with my head. Gary Wood encourages you to stop playing the spoons and vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Is Trump winning on the tariffs? Yes or no? We'll give you the results of this poll in a matter of minutes.
Can you imagine if our White House contact is listening right now?
It's like, that's the guy that's coming?
Wait a second. That's not what we said.
Is he using a pseudonym? The heck do we say yes to?
All right, we need to get Brad a haircut. Not because he needs one. I wouldn't have even thought you have to get a haircut. But how are you going to get this done?
No idea. I'll work it out.
Will you?
Maybe. I've been trying for 3 weeks, so.
3 weeks? Yeah. Just make an appointment.
No, it's not that easy. No. You can't just make an appointment.
Is there anywhere you can walk in and just get a haircut?
I don't think so. I don't know of anywhere. There might be a barber somewhere that's still doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of what you would have to find, but.
Tell us who that is, if you know.
Where do you get your haircut? When you go?
Either Hartso's in downtown Collinsville, or if they are unavailable, I just go wherever.
Is that a local place?
Yeah.
Do you have to make an appointment?
Yeah.
On an app?
No. I call.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Just call. That's
passing it along.
You're talking to a human, you're engaging, and you're making a definitive appointment. That's okay to me. I don't love that I have to make an appointment, but that's better than
so
I got to download
this is
the
my
app.
Question. The frustration, Brad, is that you cannot get in an appointment without signing in an app.
Yeah, and making an appointment, essentially. My biggest problem is that I don't know, A, what time I'm leaving here in the evening, and B, how bad traffic is going to be. So if I make an appointment, say I think I'm going to leave here at 4:30 and I make an appointment for 5, which should give me 10 minutes to spare to get there. It's never a guarantee, and Murphy's Law states that if I make that appointment, I will have 40 minutes of traffic, and I will be late, or there will be something here that will drag me on longer.
Is what you want is just to be able to walk in?
Yes, that's
what
I want.
What if they're busy?
How did they do it before?
Because isn't walk,
that's the question.
But that's my question. Like, you walk in, and you said they were like, we have a 103-minute wait.
Yeah, so I walked out.
But they could have put you... You could have walked in, and then you would have had to wait 103 minutes. You could walk in and get a haircut.
Unless somebody else registered for that time slot on the app, and then they would have bumped me back. I've sat in this place that I was talking about where I had a 10-minute wait, and it's gone from 10 to 20 to 50 as people sign in on an app.
Have you ever gone to get a haircut at this place and been happy?
One time. And I walked in, and they're like 10 minutes, and it was 10 minutes, and I got the haircut.
And how many times have you been unhappy?
5.
It's probably time to look.
Just go.
I've been looking.
Start shopping.
I've been like
they all do this now.
My wife will tell you this. I'll start at a place and it'll be great, and then all of a sudden schedules get in the way, and then I can't make it in there, and then I got to find some other place because it's been 6 weeks and I desperately need a haircut. It's not an emergency. I get it, but. Then I'll start going to that place, and then same thing will happen. It's like, make appointments. It's great.
What about going to a hair salon?
Like, because I went to like...
Beauty brands.
Aren't all these places... All these places are salons, aren't they?
Yeah.
All the places we're talking about, like the chain places.
I don't know that the chain places where you walk in and there's sports everywhere and there's like fake lockers. I don't know that they cut women's hair.
That one's different, but like places like Look After Hair Company or Great Clips or any of those Supercuts, any of those places, I've been to them all. And it's just...
And it's not the haircut you have a problem with. It's the system.
Yeah.
It's the system.
He wants to take the whole system down.
I can tell. You need... That's your business opportunity. Walk-ins only... And then what happens if everyone's like, this is the place, and everybody goes to walk in, and then you have to wait?
Well, but that's the chance you took, because you just never knew, and you'd walk up. But the thing is, there's only so many people that can wait in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. So you knew it'd only be, you know, 4 or 5 people ahead of you.
When you have the apps, then there's 4 people sitting in the lobby, but then there's like 20 people on the board.
Low tech. That's the future.
So is your only problem with this place that you walked into, is your only problem that when you walked in and there was a 103-minute wait, that you couldn't reserve the next place in line without having to get on the app?
At the end of that 103 minutes, yeah.
So if you would be able to walk in and they're like, oh, it's a 103-minute wait right now, but we can put you in, then you wouldn't have a problem.
Right. They put me in line, it would have been, I mean, I wouldn't have waited 103 minutes, but...
But
yeah,
you're not angry at the system then.
There needs to be a kiosk in the store.
Right.
The
kiosk has to matter.
You can go online and you can sign up, and you don't have to download an app, but you do have to sign up. You don't have to have an app.
Yeah. So,
but you need an account?
You have to sign up, yeah.
It would be solved by being able to still walk in and just put your name in right there.
Yeah.
That would solve it.
I don't understand why a business wouldn't agree to that. I understand the amount of people they can serve and the streamlined process, especially if clearly they're busy all the time. I get why they do it. Plus, they get your information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get why they do that. And I am past the, I don't want Man Haircuts R Us to have my information because I'm protecting it, because folks, we're
gone.
That ship is so far gone. You're not getting that back.
I still want that. I want them to think this guy clearly lives in the woods.
Yeah, just look at him. He hasn't had a haircut in
6 years.
Yeah.
It's Grizzly Adams over
here. I'm here to get my money's worth.
YouTube live chat poll going around the room. Is Trump winning on tariffs, yes or no? Ryan.
I'm going to say no because there has to be some sort of evidence of a win so far. He's not there yet. Doesn't mean I'm against the tariffs.
I'm a yes because I think there has to be an evidence of a loss because he told us in, when he pitched tariffs to us that it wasn't going to be easy at first. And again, we are 90, what is, I have it on my phone now. We are 92 days into this presidency and there is no definitive finality to a loss yet. So I'm still thinking he is winning, but I don't think he has won, but I would vote yes. Brad?
I am a yes on this. I think that he is winning because people are coming to the table. He's making progress in what he's trying to get done and he's not being stonewalled.
Ethan, you got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that you guys summed it up perfectly right there. Yes, hasn't been won, but ground is being made, I would say. So 266 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is Trump winning on tariffs? The majority are in favor, saying yes, 83% to be exact.
All right. Well, there is still some ground to cover, and we will continue to cover that right here on The Annie Fry Show. A reminder, if you go to anniefryshow.com, all things Annie Fry Show are right there, including our podcast that Ryan works so hard on each and every day. Go give those a listen and check out the titles. Ryan likes to title the podcast episodes. Mark Reardon, next.